Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's time for the number one advice show on the airwaves, Ask Me Love Vice, hosted by the Queen of Help. Answers, Lacey Love Vice White, which you can follow on all her social media forums and whatnot, and co-hosted by the King of Laughter, Comedy, and Bacon, Dakota. Oh,
hello.
New intro.
Look, we're coming up on our anniversary for Asking Levi's. So I'm actually excited. That means 2 years of us. Can you believe it?
That's crazy. 2 years.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years at this month. Yeah. So 2 years of being here and having some fun and also giving a lot of advice and learning a lot of things together as a group, and we've had multiple people on, and it's been crazy. It's been a fast year. Well, it feels like 2023 just kind of blew by.
Oh yeah, it's been a crazy year, especially the last couple weeks.
Yeah. But I feel like that's for everybody. Like even people on our page that will ask advice for about things on privately. Most of it's been about like how fast the year's been and how they can't grasp things and get caught up on things because it seems like every time they blink, like it's another month, you know.
Right.
So, but anyways, tonight's show is more about we're coming up on holidays again, so. It is more on preparing for the holidays and stress levels and seasonal depression and things like that. So, also
that whole depression thing right now. I get that one.
Yeah, I mean it's hard, especially since I believe like you have a lot of. Family struggle when it comes to this time of year because you lost a loved one not too long ago this time of year a few years back, correct? Like that's where you've had some loss there, and I can say 100% we have in our family the last 3 years. Well, last year alone we've buried 10 people, so and it all started around the holiday time. So I think the holidays is where everybody expects, like, everybody's together, and that's where you start to notice, like, where the depression sets in, because if you're lonely or you've lost a loved one or, you know, maybe you're the only family member left. I know there's a few people we're friends with and that have reached out for advice on how to go through.
Maybe you just have a crazy baby mama that's being a not so nice person.
That too, you know, we've had some. Well, let's put it out there. There is a fan of ours who has had a lot of trouble with baby mama drama. That's what we call it, you know, for just a laugh or whatever. And that's what you know, public calls it a lot too when you have struggle between parents and a child. And you're not married. That's normal terminology. So just putting it out there, not to say that we're saying mamas are bad or anything like that. That's just typically with the name that they call it or whatever. And anyways, during the holidays too, it gets really stressful when you have kids. One, because everybody wants to do all the holiday stuff together. And one of our fans asked a question on spending time with their children around the holidays, and if what's some advice on how to have some more time with their kids, alone time. So, my thing is, you know, just because you're not married doesn't mean you're not a team. If you're the parents of the children, you have to have some basis of communication and teamwork. And if it can't be done privately on your own and you know, elegantly, you know, you maybe you need like in writing for legal purposes so that you don't even have to talk about it really that much. It's just kind of in motion where that's what y'all do and y'all do it for your kids. You know, maybe if that's what it's going to be, you know, that's the way that it has to be. So it's easy, do it, you know, but, and it's always easier to try to do it, you know, by yourself before you have to do anything like that, you know, because it's about the kid, you know, it's not really about you and that person who didn't work out for you guys. Okay. Just because it didn't work out for you guys doesn't mean you can't both be parents, you know? So my advice on that, is it's all about the kid. And if you need it, to arrange stuff and have somebody else do it for you so you have it legally there so you don't have to talk about it, you just go through the motions with them and you have a meet drop place that you do, you know, you're in it for the kid, do that. But if you're able to be friends and set everything up, you know, be there for your parent, co-parent, you know, your parents together. It doesn't mean you have to be together. You know, you're there for the kid. So that's the best advice I can give on that one. We have another fan question where they were asking about holidays and the in-laws, you know. They even make movies about that, how horrible it is sometimes. And it makes me laugh because I came from a big family group where we alternate. We go to different things and everything has the in-laws as far as being like horrific or anything, you know, it's not really there. But when you watch it on TV, it's very comical. When you were growing up, like, did you do things with your parents, both sides of your parents' family, or just one or the other?
Well, it depends on where I was living at the time. When I lived here in Tennessee, it was just my dad's side of the family most of the time. And then when I moved out west, it was my mom's side of the family.
And now that you moved back?
I don't know. I'm not really close with the family.
Yeah. Just your intermediate now, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so like, and it wasn't really a big thing with us growing up because my dad's side of the family was deplete. You know, they didn't have anybody except for like my grandmother and my grandfather. And he had nieces and nephews, but they lived far off, you know. So we've seen them on occasion, but. So for most, like, holidays and stuff, we used to see his parents, my Grandpa White, my grandma, until my Grandpa White died, which he died when I was real little. And so it was mostly just Grandma White that we've seen. And then, like, she would just come with us and do things, you know, to the other side a lot. So we really didn't have that. So I can't really give, like, advice on, like, personal advice on it because I've never had to really deal with it that much. But I can say, like, I've seen my sister and my friends, how they have to go to different dinners and things like that. And we work with, like, Nathan, like him going to two different ones. And mostly we just try to stick to a tradition. Like, one side of the family does it breakfast for their holidays or early lunches, and then ours always does late because, you know, we would all be late on our family to all of our funerals. So, you know, so you might as well just do it late. Which my coworkers and friends and stuff make fun of me all the time because I'm late. I'm late to everything. I always try to tell myself something and it's like an hour earlier so that I'm like close to being on time.
Right.
So, you know, and Dakota has to tell me even for our shows, like every 5 seconds when the show's going to be, so that I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a show. Oh, yeah, I got a show, so I'm on time. Like, send me the number to this day. Like, anyway.
Sorry, guys. My laughter is not with me tonight.
it's all good. You had some stories, right?
Yeah, as I said, I do have a few news stories. NASA spacecraft discovers tiny moon around asteroid during close flyby. The Lucy spacecraft got a surprise when it was studying the asteroid Dinkinish. I know that sounds weird as hell. They say it has a dinky sidekick now. It is a mini moon. So I guess they found some kind of little mini moon around an asteroid. Okay. Theft of 2 million dimes from truckload of coins from U.S. Mint leaves four facing federal charges. They stole a tractor trailer that was that picked up a bunch of dimes for the government, and yeah. So. And last but not least is due to legal, some of the names had to be changed in this news story. The Toasting the Earth podcast is being sued by Sucky Ass Denmark. Oops, I said it, Denmark, my bad. Toasting the Earth, hosted by Denver, reaches out with a statement saying, fuck you, Denmark. And that's our news story for today. I'm sorry, guys. I really am trying. My bad. I'm just having one of those days.
It's all good.
If everybody really knew what was going on with my mind right now, it wouldn't be all good.
You know, but at the same time, that also gives me a way to reach out to other people and say that, you know, there's some days that we're going to have good days and there's some days we're going to have bad days. And it doesn't mean that we have to stop what we're doing or not go on living life, you know, and it's great that when you have a bad day.
That's why I still wanted to do the podcast. I felt like, okay, I got to do it. It just it'll help me right now. My issue right now, guys, I'll just be honest with you. I'm having baby mama issues. And it's a long story. I'm not going to get into, like, the whole story behind it. But let's just say she's making it very difficult for me to see my daughter. And it's really, really, really... really annoying, I guess, is the best way to put it.
It's more than annoying. Let's put it out there and being honest. And it's not that it's just annoying.
You know more of a backstory behind some of this shit. Let's just say,
and honestly, because we can revert it back for somebody else that might be in need too and needs to hear it, okay? So you and baby mama drama are no longer... really together, you know, it's wishy-washy, and you have the daughter queen, and I'm not saying that she is by any means, but sometimes it feels that way when they're making it difficult for you to see the child. It's almost like they're using the child as leverage to get what they want. And I'm not saying that that's what she's doing, but however, that's what it's coming off to be. And
very much. That's what it's coming off as, very much.
Yeah. Yeah, and so people struggle with that every day, and they don't know what to do because they feel like if they continue just to do what they want so that they're happy or whatever, that you continue to be able to see your kid.
When I say this, like, I was seeing her a lot, right? But I was already, like, I could have been there more, you know what I mean? But work and stuff like that.
Right.
And by the time I get off work, she's in bed.
Right.
Because I get off 7:30, she's going to bed. Like, if I see her, it's like 30 minutes, right? Well, now it's even harder to even get the... I don't want to get in like too much detail on it, like I said.
What's
going on with me right now, guys. So if you can't tell my voice, if I don't seem like I'm my normal chipper self, that's what that is.
And that's perfectly natural. You're going through something right now, but you're also trying to keep going forward with life. And that's important. It's also important to know, and for other people out there to know as well, if you're in a situation like this, that eventually it's going to fall apart if you just continue to do things to make them happy so you can see your child. It should
right.
never be a theme to be able to see your kid. If you want to be able to see your kid, you should be able to see your kid. And also, a lot of people think because they are children and they are young, they don't remember. And that's not true. Your kids, even at young ages, remember certain things. And that's why they have, like, survival flight things for kids, for example, that are in abusive situations. They're like, they're too young to remember the beating and the yelling and the screaming. No, they're not. You know, they internalize certain things differently. They may not remember, like, certain events, but they remember the feeling of how they felt during certain situations. Yeah, like, and it almost comes into, like, makes the kid feel like they're fighting over the child, you know, they're having to be pulled one way or the other. Or, you know, the kid starts wondering why they don't get to see this person. Maybe they did something wrong. You know, you never want it to fall back on the kid, you know. That's why co-parenting is so important. It doesn't mean that you're okay with each other or that you agree with what each other are doing or over the hurt from each other because you're not together or anything like that. You have to do things for your kid at a certain point. You have to be the adult. You can't, you know, that's where you have to put your kids first. And, you know, that's a conversation that you have to have together. And sometimes, like I was saying about
that's
for the other guys,
like,
other
see, that's another thing with this situation, is she's not trying to talk, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And if she's not willing to talk, I'm not telling you by any means to do legal actions
like,
or anything.
I'm pretty sure she's done with our relationship, but that's cool. You know, that's fine and dandy.
Right.
You know, me, I, girls or whatever.
Just because the relationship with the parent's over doesn't mean the relationship with the kid is over. And so that's something
I get that, but she's trying to make it where
yeah.
I can't see her. So
right, and it's called leverage, my friend. And it's never okay to use the kid as leverage. And, you know, if it comes to that point, where, like I was telling for the other fan question, was like legal action. And I'm not saying that you have to, but maybe that's something where you need to talk to her about. We need to talk about a parenting plan. And if she continues to be like not wanting to do that, then maybe that's something you needed to consider, you know, because at that point
yeah.
it's about your kid, you know, it's not about you and her. And,
right.
you know, some states they say are like mother states or, in Tennessee, kind of typically does lean towards the mother more than they do the father. Doesn't mean that they always do, you know. And if you're showing initiative and wanting...
Like, here's the thing. Like, I'm not even trying to be like, I want full custody. I'm not even trying to fight it. Like, I know
your
daughter needs her mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just trying to be part of her life. And it's like she's trying
yeah.
to make it where I can't be.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's one day at a time.
Oh, anyways,
be...
guys, we gotta. Sorry, we
yeah.
got about 10 minutes left of
no,
the show.
It's cool. Being said, sometimes when we go through trials, we go through them, and that's why there's people here for each other. But it's also important to talk about them because there's people all over the world that go through the same things. Sometimes when we feel the most alone, you know, there's somebody out there that's been through the same exact thing. And sometimes talking about it actually helps because you're able to talk to somebody that's relatable and has been through it and actually ideas on how to get through it easier. So, always speak
to right. Well, before we end, let's go ahead and do the ads, and then I got something new to try out here for this week called Good Deeds
yep, yep.
of the Week.
Good
so
Deeds of the Week.
Ads is time for Logan's new seasonal vapes. They come in brown gravy, mashed potato, buttered roe, and oven roasted turkey. To make sure to go to rtw.org.com.gov to get your seasonal vapes today. And that's our ad for this week.
Gotcha.
all right, here's our good deeds of the week, guys. Minnesota teens took a wallet full of cash on a lake while they were fishing, and they return it to the Ohio farmer that it belonged to.
That's nice. Good deed.
Yeah, good deed. Let's see here. Oh, newborn left in a Florida rescue station, adopted by the firefighter who found her.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, there's a good deed right there.
Yeah.
And last good is after neighbor's bid and sign was stolen in Wisconsin, the dude's neighbor that was a Trump supporter replaced it for him.
Oh, yay.
And those
that
are
is
our good deeds of the week.
Each other place.
I had to end this one on some positivity, guys.
yep, always, you know. Remember that we have our Facebook pages where you can reach out if you need to just talk privately or even just need to laugh, and we have something to share funny on there. You can go there. We have all of our shows now have a Facebook page, so Acme Levice and is there, and Too Much Nerd Talk and The Stash. They're all out there. So, and, of course, we have our private pages as well if you want to reach out to us on there. And also I would like to throw out there for advertisement reasons, me and Ryan have started our own, which is going to have another show, which is Dramatically Siblings. And it has a page out there, too. So just being dramatic. Crap.
So, totally proud of you guys.
Actually got to film
Ryan. Like, I told you guys off air, I'm proud of you guys. Like I know when I say it right now, it sounds like I'm like, oh, I'm proud of you guys, whatever. But, no, I really am proud of you guys. And I don't know. Like, I wish you all the best. I hope it works out. I hope y'all get lots of views and listens and all the other stuff nowadays.
Yeah, we'll have to get some of y'all on some of our reels, too. That would be fun. So, anyway. One day at a time.
Yeah, as I was saying, right now I probably wouldn't be the best on anybody's reel.
No, but, you know, we're here for you anyway.
Well, I am glad that I do have friends like you guys. And I do want to apologize for missing last week's Too Much Nerd Talk, guys. But, yeah.
Yeah, but we got this
anyway,
coming up. We all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do the MTV episode this week.
MTV.
Hopefully my mind will be back in the game by then. I'm just, like I said, going through some baby back bullshit. And,
One day at a time.
Dakota will be back. I got this.
Dakota will be back.
I'll bounce back or something.
Rise from the ashes. No, I'm just...
Oh, but this time it'll be hard if it is something like that.
Well, no. We're going to think positivity here, so...
Yeah. Oh, if anybody out there is praying type, hit me up with some prayers.
yep. We're thinking positivity. We will speak... Yeah. Ron said, yes, girl.
Well, I told my sister. My sister's like, I'm going to go beat her up. I'm like, no.
We best not tell her the address. Yeah.
Your sister just said, like, I'll beat her up right now.
Lacey, is that a shovel on the back of your car? No, absolutely not. It may be a wrapper from a big...
If I told my coworkers, I got a feeling like five of them are going to beat her up.
Yeah.
The bad thing is, like, I'm not even trying to. Why are we still going to talk about it? Here, I'll get right back into it for a second. Like, I'm not even trying to not be civil about everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm like, fuck you, bitch, da 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 da. Like, I've been so, like, friendly with everything. So it's
which
like,
is very,
I
hope everyone knows how much of a growth that is for Dakota, because usually it's like, cut you, bitch. Like, when you get angry or whatever.
No.
Come a long way.
That would have been me in my 20s. That would have been me in my
20s. Yeah.
Like,
I've come a long way from that. So. Gross.
Like, I've literally, like, been so just, like, nice about the whole situation, and it's just so crazy. And then some weird shit going on at work, and it's just all, like, I just can't figure shit out anymore. It's one of those things where I feel like everything's going downhill right this second, which I know it probably seems worse in my mind than what it actually is, if that makes sense.
Well, a lot of times when you're rolling through a lot of problems and you hit a heel and it goes really quick, the best way is to talk about things. And I know I repeat myself when I say that, but it's important.
No, actually, it really did help
to
talk tonight about it.
I
know it's weird for me
helped.
To like open up like this on the shows and stuff.
Because
usually I try to like make jokes about shit, but like Yeah.
It would have been weirder if it was like one of the funnier shows that you did it on, but on this show this is a serious platform.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I could have seen me opening up on the whatever duo show me and Shane used to do.
Yeah. I mean that one.
I could see him being like, "Yes, I'm taking ass sparker plugs," or he'll be like, "I'm taking ass spark plugs," or whatever, and I'll be like,
"Yeah,
being serious as I can be about something." And
yeah, but I do want to say this, and saying this is, when you don't talk about things, it feels like there is a mountain on your chest where you hit rock bottom, and it's just there, and you can't get up because there's a mountain on your chest. But once you start talking about things, it brings things out, and it becomes a hill outside of you, and it's something that you have to cross. And it's a lot easier walking up a hill than it is having to breathe underneath a mountain. So I say that, and, you know, it always helps a lot when you talk about things because, one, it gives you multiple different perspectives, and, two, you know you're not going crazy because you're able to actually say things out loud and you can hear it out loud. You know, because in your mind can play tricks on you every day. Because we're always harder on ourselves than other people. So when we internalize things, you know, it's really, really hard inside. And it feels like we're alone, and we're not. So always speak up, speak out.
There you go.
That's the best advice you can give for the end of the show, I guess.
Is that the truth? Well, since you gave the best advice to the show, I'll let you end it the best way we always end our shows.
Oh, man. Remember to roast the world. Why?
Because
the world needs roasting.
Because the world needs roasting.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.